They were alone in Mallow's private quarters. Mallow indicated a chair and Twer sat down. His stocky figure looked shrunken. Mallow stared him down sardonically. "Twer," he said, "I'm disappointed. Your 3 years in politics seem to have gotten you out of traitor habits. Remember, I may be a Democrat back at the Foundation, but there's nothing short of tyranny that can run my ship the way I want it run. I never had to pull a blaster on my men before, and I wouldn't have had to now if you hadn't gone out of line. Twer, you have no official position, but you're here on my invitation, and I'll extend you every courtesy. In private. However, from now on, in the presence of my officers or men, I'm Sir, and not Mallow. And when I give an order, you'll jump faster than a third-class recruit just for luck, or I'll have you ironed in the sub-level even faster. Understand?" The party leader swallowed dryly. He said reluctantly, "My apologies." "Accepted. Will you shake?" Twer's limp fingers were swallowed in Mallow's huge palm. Twer said, "My motives were good. It's difficult to send a man out to be lynched. That wobbly-kneed governor or whatever he was can't save him. It's murder." "I can't help that. Frankly, the incident smelled too bad. Didn't you notice?"
"Notice what?"
"This spaceport is deep in the middle of a sleepy, far section. Suddenly, a missionary escapes."
"Where from?"
"He comes here."
"Coincidence?"
"A huge crowd gathers."
"From where?"
"The nearest city of any size must be at least 100 miles away, but they arrive in half an hour."
"How?"
"How?" echoed Twer. "Well, what if the missionary were brought here and released as bait?" Our friend, revered Parma, was considerably confused. He seemed at no time to be in complete possession of his wits.
"Hard usage," murmured Twer bitterly.
"Maybe. And maybe the idea was to have us go all chivalrous and gallant into a stupid defense of the man. He was here against the laws of Corell and the Foundation. If I withhold him, it is an act of war against Corell, and the Foundation would have no legal right to defend us."
That's pretty far-fetched."
The speaker blared and forestalled Mallow's answer. "Sir, official communication received. Submit immediately." The gleaming cylinder arrived in its slot with a click. Mallow opened it and shook out the silver impregnated sheet it held. He rubbed it appreciatively between thumb and finger and said, "Teleported direct from the capital. Commodore's own stationery." He read it in a glance and laughed shortly. "So my idea was far-fetched, was it?" He tossed it to Twer and added, "Half an hour after we hand back the missionary, we finally get a very polite invitation to the Commodore's august presence. After 7 days of previous waiting. I think we passed a test."